baby. Be real presents Humble Alpha. Life's only one take. Be real because there is no be real. Humble Alpha. Be hungry. Stay humble. So, new visuals for it. A lot of things have happened in the past year. You know, the brand's starting to really formulate. I've been on a big hiatus. This is Aries, by the way. That's Met's little son.
You know, very son.
But this is my boy Met. He was on, if you remember, a podcast actually a year ago. And we were audio only at that point. Yes, and now we got the new visual. And actually from that podcast, we became boys. And now we actually live together. So this is the setup you're going to get familiar with. And it's a starting point. You know, it's no studio. It's no fancy schmancy this, that. It's a camera and a couple mics. And
that's all you need.
Two dudes and a dog. But we're going to talk perspectives, and we're just going to really expand this thing. You know, I know for myself, like, every time when I go back and listen, I hear myself, okay, be ready next week, be ready next week, be ready next week. But then my life actually becomes life, and I lose time to build that consistency. But we're going to get a little bit in more consistency later. But, you know, it's also the matter of the energy around and the people involved. So we're actually at a point now where everything seems to be in the right space to continue to grow. So, based on everything I said last time, this is it. I'm not gonna say next week, I'm not gonna give you the promises, but this will be happening on a very consistent basis. And we'll get guests on here, we'll talk different topics, different perspectives, this, that, the other. Because if you guys are familiar with last time's podcast, we've grown so much since then, both individually, and as just people that are now roommates. So this is the crib, Tulsa, Oklahoma, baby. So
welcome.
This is the start of a beautiful thing. Let's just say it like that. But yeah, let's get to it. So life check-ins. Let's give the people the updates of life. You want to go?
I'll go after you.
All right, well. Yeah, y'all know me for the most part. You know, I'm Baylor. I do my thing. I do my stuff on Instagram and Facebook, as far as fitness and the wellness realm. I'm actually starting to expand that platform into mentality coaching. So if you guys have some interest in getting your mindset right, holler at me. But I've taken on 3 new trainer roles. So I'm training out at 3 different places, all here local. And I'm coaching high school football at a local private school around here. So my resume and my time has been completely filled. And now I have, again, since the football season's over, went to the playoffs, second round. Tough loss, but still fought. Sidebar. But got my time back. And with this time, I really want to utilize it to build not only the Be Real brand, but also the Humble Alpha line. And, you know, really push that perspective and that vision out there. Because I feel like, personally, the world's lacking something, and I have an idea on what it is, but I'm still trying to fine tune as to how to reach that message and present that message. And I think this is the outlet that I need to be on to kind of push that push and make these changes happen as a society. Even if it's a small group of people, you know, anything's better than nothing.
Most definitely.
So that's where I'm at.
Well, for me, I just got let go from my recent job, but, you know, it's all good. Keep it pushing, keep it moving.
Absolutely.
Right now, I work at a gym. I'm just right there, just potentially, just for right now. I've obviously been looking around, and I'm really looking forward to getting this going with you, bro.
Yeah,
like, bro. I'm really ready to get this content going, get it pushing, get it moving, bro, and really make this Be Real something big in this world, and
absolutely
just continue to strive and better ourselves and continue to just become one as a family, as in,
that's
like
it.
Everybody in this, on the planet, bro.
Yeah.
We need to just come together and stop all this violence and extremists that has brought the world to where it is today. I don't know, bro.
It's so unnecessary, bro.
Yeah.
Like, too many people are so on go to fight versus reaching a point of understanding.
Yeah.
Because most times people, even if they don't feel like they see eye to eye, they're not too far off.
Mm-hmm.
But their initial interaction doesn't line up, and they're quick to be like, fuck you.
Yeah.
And that's just not it.
Not at all.
Like, as people, I understand, because I'm a small circle kind of guy. Like, I talk to a lot of people, I know a lot of people, but as far as people that really know me and that I trust fully, that circle's small.
Oh, yeah. Gotta keep it small.
But even with that, like, I'm still out here listening and trying to understand what people have to say. Like, I said it on the podcast the first time. Like, mm-hmm. I have this gift of understanding. Like, even if I don't agree with you,
yeah,
I'll hear you out. Because I value perspective. And I value what goes on up here. And if it makes sense to you, and you don't think it makes sense to anybody else, well, come talk to me. We'll make it make sense. Because Sometimes it's just a matter of how it's worded.
Yeah, because you're good at that, bro. You're good at, like, if somebody can't explain something, you can find a way to explain it to where it makes sense.
Problem solving.
To everybody.
Problem solver. But let's talk, before we get into some more deep nitty gritty, let's talk to the simple baseline fitness stuff. Like, you're just coming out of your chest injury. You just had chest surgery, chest repair surgery, because you tore your pec the second time.
Mm-hmm.
And what's that grind like for you right now?
Grind is tough, bro. The grind is the grind, bro. It's doing legs 3-4 times a week, adding cardio in there, doing abs, bro. It's getting real repetitive, real frustrating. Just the fact that I can't do anything weighted wise with my upper body at all. And I don't know, bro. I go to the doctor here soon. Hopefully, I'm praying that he tells me that I can start doing lightweight stuff and just keep on continuing to go forward with that, bro. But listen, y'all, just because you lose one part of your body doesn't mean that you have to completely stop going to the gym.
Absolutely.
I've been doing this for what? Probably like 3 months, 4 months, doing legs 3-4 times a week, y'all. Legs 3-4 times a week. Yes, I'm tired of it. Yes, it feels like shit. My legs hurt all the time, but it's gonna be worth it in the end. Cause now, once I am able to do upper body, my legs are just gonna be like, all right, cool. I can start doing legs like 3-4 times a week, like I have been doing, cause I've grown accustomed to it.
Legs.
Yeah, and it's just, y'all just gotta get out of the mindset that you can't do something, because in the end, you can't do it.
That's it. You said the word right there is mindset. And to tailor off what you said, like, a lot of people feel that bodybuilding style of lifting, like, okay, chest back one day, biceps tricep the other day, like, that's the only way to lift.
No.
But in actuality, it's not even remotely true.
No.
Like, is it consistent? Yeah.
For
sure. Is it a regimen? Yeah. Can you be disciplined with it? Absolutely. But there's so many different ways to lift. And that's, as a trainer, I personally take... I have a little bit of anger and bitterness towards people that try to preach their lifting style over another.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm a CrossFitter. It's the only way to lift.
Mm-hmm.
You're a bodybuilder. It's the only way to lift. Or I'm calisthenics only.
Yeah.
Like, they all have their own truth.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, the truth is you're doing something that's going to better your health personally and make you a stronger individual.
That's all that matters.
Who I don't have pity for are the people that have excuses.
There's plenty of them out there.
Bro, I deal with them all the time as a trainer. Like, oh, I want to wear, like, I told you this when we first met. Like, as a trainer, the worst thing for me is when people ask what you do, and I'm like, I'm a personal trainer. They immediately tell me, they go to confessional, and they tell me all the reasons why they haven't worked out in the past yada, yada years.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work out all the time, but then this, and then that. And it's like, bro, I didn't tell you this for you to tell me your life story. And yes, I understand. I love perspective. I'm not counting that against me. I'm just saying, like, I'm not here to listen to you tell me why you're not doing the things that you can do just because I told you what my profession was. Like, if someone told me they're a cop, I wouldn't tell them all the reasons why I break the law or don't break the law.
Right.
You know? I'm not doing that.
No, really.
That makes no sense.
Oh, no.
But, like, you just said you tore your pec, and the first thing you did was go back to the gym and just work out legs.
Literally, bro. Not even a week later, I was back in the gym. Yeah. Not even a week later, I was in the gym doing legs.
It's not rocket science. It's
you
not
just gotta have that mindset, it's y'all. Discipline, mindset, y'all just gotta want it. That's it.
So do you think people are just born with it and don't have it, or do you think everybody has it, they just don't choose or know how to tap into it?
Yeah, I would say that everybody has it, and like you said, they just don't know how to tap into it.
I agree.
And in the end, it's all up to them. And if they can't tap into it, try to talk to somebody else to help them tap into it. You know, somebody that's on that level.
Absolutely. It's not hard. No. If y'all need somebody, holler at us.
Yeah.
At RVA underscore Bay. At M3T.
R-I-C-K.
That's it.
M3T-R-I-C-K. That's me.
Can do it all, bro. We're here to listen. We're here to help. Like, this is really us just being homies and shooting the shit, because we have so many conversations. It's just good stuff that we talk about, so record and push out. But it's also for y'all to maybe pick up a little tidbit or whatever. Even if you just laugh, if you have a bad day and you hear us talking and you laugh, that's a increase in dopamine and serotonin in the head. Boom. But if we say something that you really stick on to and we help, bro, that's double win.
Oh, yeah.
You know, everybody wins on that. Like, this is not for 100%. Money. This is not. What sponsors we have?
Zero.
I don't have a prime drink in front of me. I got some Kirkland coconut water.
That's it. I got the Brita water out the fridge. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You know, like, this ain't for nothing but to help. And maybe, worst case, when we're old and anything happens, we show our kids.
Yeah.
Be like, this is what we were doing when we were 30. You know? Don't do it. So this is actually, fun fact, behind the scenes, our second time taping this episode, because first time we were mid-recording,
this
man puked on the couch.
My boy puked.
So we need to take a step back.
My little sick baby, whoa.
But just little tidbits, bro. So really, we don't really have a lot to talk about today. It's really just shooting the shit.
Yeah, you know, really just had to put some content out. We ain't done it in this first time. It's many more to come, though.
So what to expect is just like continued conversations, more topic-based conversations.
Yeah.
Definitely that, some guest perspectives on here.
Mm-hmm.
And then just be on the lookout for cool things. I'm about to actually start my Instagram back up and do more of a fitness-oriented page, so posting workouts and doing all that good stuff, because that's something that I realize how easy it is to do, and I just haven't been doing it. So.
And I will as well be doing my 3 to 4 leg times a week to show y'all that it can be done. Right. And it's not easy, but it can be done.
And that's the thing, man. Like, I know it's so cliche, but you have to choose your heart. You can do easy shit now, but then the end of your life cycle or the end of whatever season you're in is gonna get hard. And if you're not adapt to that hard, it's just going to get harder. And you're going to reach a point where you're either going to quit or you're going to suffer. Or you can put yourself through what I call proactive discomfort. You know, working out, it's not always fun. Like, some days I go to the gym, I'm like,
it is not
this.
Yeah, y'all think I want to go in this bitch and do legs 3 to 4 times a week and I'm happy about it? No.
Uh-uh.
After the first day, I'm just like, yeah, I'm done. I don't want to do it no more, but you know what? I still do that shit.
Right, and then 2-3 weeks later, I feel so much better.
Oh, yeah.
My body feels better. In the vanity sense, it looks better.
Mm-hmm.
And then just overall, like, I know I'm accomplishing shit, because the shit that was hard 3 weeks ago is now easy.
Yes, sir.
And then now I have the control to make it harder. When you are in control of the driver's seat to make something more challenging that you are also able to overcome, not just to make something challenging that you won't be able to do it, but you know what I'm saying? Make something challenging that you know you can get through.
Mm-hmm.
You're in full control of it all.
Yeah, you're set.
It's a great place to be. And that's where I want you all to be.
Everybody can get there.
100%. Just got to tap in here. So
tap in.
Before we end this, so quickie, but you know, it's something. It's a starting point.
You know.
This is it. Homies.
This is us.
Spot for the guests when they get here. I'll put my leg down. But this is the setup you're going to see. And the content you're going to get is going to be gold. So hold on to it. Talk to it. But before we leave, I want to end with... What do you want to end with? What do you got to say?
Shit. All I got to say is, bro, y'all just tap into your mindset. Even if it's just a little bit each day, man. Just try and just overcome something each day that you thought you would never be able to overcome. Even if it's just like getting up and going for a walk, bro.
Easy.
just you mean, but y'all stay safe out there and just love one another.
Absolutely.
That's all I gotta say, man.
It is holiday season, so, you know, if you got them in your life, tell your people you love them.
Please do.
And if you don't have anybody close, you know, don't be afraid to reach out and search for that. Because I know as people, we all want to be seen. We all want to be heard. We all want to be valued. Mm-hmm. But if you isolate yourself, I won't say you'll never, but it's going to be a lot harder to find those people. So, that being said, regardless of who you are, I love you. I appreciate you being here. You matter. And take care of yourself. It's cold in Oklahoma. I don't know where you're at.
Yeah, but it's chilly.
Stay warm. Please. Drink your water.
Drink your water, please.
That's it. I got a new slogan for the Humble Alpha sign-off, and it's always better, never perfect. So take that. Every day you're always getting better. But
always better, never perfect.
Adios.
Peace.